escape pod ready.
Launch escape pod.
October 8th.
I'm Earl Green, and I'll be your guide through the fantastic, the futuristic, and the unmistakably geeky. This is what tomorrow looked like yesterday. In 1992, NASA's Pioneer Venus orbiter fell into the dense clouds of the planet Venus, burning up in the planet's hot atmosphere. It was originally launched in 1978 and expected to relay observations of Venus for 1 year. Instead, its 14-year career saw constant observations of Venus and observations of Halley's Comet in 1986. But in the end, Pioneer Venus ran out of fuel and couldn't keep itself in orbit any longer. The first director of NASA's Houston headquarters, Robert Gilruth, was born today in 1913. Dune author Frank Herbert was born in 1920. Sigourney Weaver was born in 1949. Christina Loken, the star of Terminator 3 and Painkiller Jane, was born in 1979. In 1977, Doctor Who's most popular companion was introduced.
Doctor. Negative. No entry. No entry.
Look, whatever you are, I guess.
I am K-9, and I am warning you.
Look, I came to see the doctor. I arrived with him.
I do have offensive capability. You have been warned. Retreat. Retreat. Patient in total isolation. Contagion risk. Retreat. Retreat.
Who are you?
I am Leela.
Ah, yes, of course, the doctor's aide.
I think so.
K-9, memorize. Friend.
Memorized?
K-9, a radio-controlled prop of a robot dog with a voice performance by John Leeson, first appeared in Part 2 of the story The Invisible Enemy. In 1979, the Argos mission was completed.
Dr. Sane, would you mind leaving me alone for a while? Dr. Sane, thank you. The Earth. I'm sorry I won't be here to see you green again, but I have seen you.
The final episode of the first season of Star Blazers aired in syndication across America, and the quest for Iskandar started over again the next day. In 2004, Star Trek Enterprise's fourth and final season began, with Captain Archer and the Enterprise crew battling space Nazis, bent on changing history.
It must be world anarchy or world order.
That was Winston Churchill. Picked that up half an hour ago.
That's true, then. We're over 200 years in the past.
I've also intercepted several military dispatches and a radio program, something called The Shadow.
We should run a complete diagnostic. Start with the sensor array.
This isn't a damn sensor glitch. We just pulled 350 caliber bullets from the shuttle pod hull. And spare us the official Vulcan position about time travel. We are 200 years in the past.
You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. And you can pick up the Logbook's original books and DVDs, along with hundreds of other titles, in the Logbook.com store. Thanks for listening to the Escape Pod.
Commencing Escape Pod landing, procedure. The Logbook.com Escape Pod was written and produced by Earl Green.